public really needs to understand that no combination of alternative miracle fuels or biodiesel or ethanol or nuclear or sun or solar or used French fried potato oil, no combination of these things is going to allow us to keep a happy motoring society going.
We are using up all the very easily access energy sources, and we've really built this huge way of life based on cheap oil, essentially.
The world as we know it, which relies entirely on oil to function, is nearing its end.
We are headed for the crash. That oil is not going to come again.
Tar sands are probably one of the biggest industrial projects in the history of mankind.
The tar sands are the largest, most destructive environmental project on the planet right now.
It's oil extraction. It's some of the dirtiest oil on the planet, which means that it takes the most energy to extract. And the reason that we're extracting this particular brand of dirty, dirty oil is because there's no other oil left to extract.
Tar sands really aren't oil. Effectively, the process by which you mine and refine tar sands is effectively adding about 100 million years of development through a synthetic process. The tar sand deposit in an area that covers the size of the state of New York or larger than England is already considered the largest industrial project in human history, and it's barely begun.
There's no more room for progress. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel in the tar sands. We invest in monies in our banks that facilitates this damage on our planet and poisons the earth with dirty bitumen.
There's mining processes and in-situ processes, and both of them are pretty much trying to extract bitumen out of the sand.
To produce one barrel of oil, you have to first, after you've cleared off the ground and broken all the trees down and so forth, then dig a pit which can be up to 200 feet deep. For each barrel of oil, there's four barrels of water used in a process called a slurry, where you spin it at a high speed, high velocity, with high temperatures of water to separate the bitumen, which is the pre-synthetic oil, from the sands itself and all of the clays and silts. But that's after you've already dug out what has to be hundreds of tons of earth.
The energy that's required to actually do that is approximately, people say for almost every barrel of oil, you need about a half a barrel of energy just to produce this. So for every barrel of energy input, it's two barrels of oil that are produced. Whereas with conventional crude, it was very, very minor in terms of the energy that's inputted to actually get the crude oil out.
So the ratio that's most important to talk about is a ratio you could use in a country like Iraq, where for each barrel of oil you use to try to get more oil, you'll get about 100 barrels back.
River, which runs through northern Alberta, where you have like many different native communities living along the river, is being sucked of its water to fuel the tar sands operations.
Because of the contamination of the river from oil sands discharges of things like oil and grease and treated sewage into the Athabasca River, and sometimes there's accidents of spills of these toxic chemicals directly into the Athabasca rivers.
the community of Fort Chipewyan, both the Mikisew Cree and the Dene Chipewyan First Nation, who have been fighting and really at the front of like raising the alarm about what's happening. And their community has been seeing all this rise in rare cancers, autoimmune diseases, arsenic in the land, the moose meat, the fish are high levels of heavy metals, mercuries. Basically, the whole environment up there is contaminated.
The tar sands are not only fueling the destruction of the second fastest rate of deforestation in the world outside of the Amazon River Basin, they're already the second fastest contributor to climate change in North America. And with the goals of production that they're talking about, the CO2 emissions will make it so the only way you could outstrip a climate change contributor for all of North America would be to combine all of the coal-fired power plants from Alberta to Arizona and in between across all of North America.
I think that the tar sands is the absurdity of still desiring oil when we know so well that, for example, fresh water is just an elemental part of human existence and that we're running full force towards extracting these last little bits of oil to sustain pretty much this plastic culture, this plastic civilization, to the destruction of the environment in which we can live.
People say it's like the world's addicted to crack, and this is like the dirtiest and most disgusting form of crack that will keep it addicted for a lot longer, right? Like, this is actually what it is. It is the most insane thing that people are doing.
We probably agree that civilization is going to crash whether or not we help bring this about. If you don't agree with this, we probably have nothing to say to each other. We probably also agree that this crash will be messy. We agree further that since industrial civilization is systematically dismantling the ecological infrastructure of the planet, the sooner civilization comes down, whether or not we help it crash, the more life will remain afterwards to support both humans and non-humans.